Chapter 3. Build a Traction Model. While a customer throughput goal like the one we calculated in the last chapter is a lot more concrete than a fuzzy revenue number, your minimum success criteria time box is still several years out into the future. We need a way to break this goal into smaller milestones. In Running Lean, I offered a three-stage plan for doing this. Stage 1. Problem-solution fit. Stage 2. Product-market fit. Stage 3. Scale. Each stage is driven by a high-level goal and a strategy for achieving it. Stage 1. Problem-solution fit. While ideas are cheap, acting on them is quite expensive. The high-level goal of this stage is testing whether your idea represents a significant enough problem worth solving. Earlier, we saw some of the pitfalls of applying a build-first and/or a funding-first strategy at this stage. Running Lean instead advocated a traction-first strategy. You demonstrate traction not by building out a solution, but through the use of a proxy for your solution, something I call an offer. An offer is made up of three things: your unique value proposition, a demo, and pricing. 1. A unique value proposition. This represents the finished story benefit or promise that you make to your customers to get their attention. If you are building a job hunting site, for example, rather than rattling off your unique features, focus on what job seekers want. Get a dream job in 60 days. 2. A demo. Your demo isn't intended to be just a collection of pretty screenshots or a working prototype, but rather a carefully scripted narrative that helps your prospects visualize your unique value proposition. It should walk them from their current reality, riddled with existing problems, to your envisioned future reality for them, one where these problems are solved with your solution. 3. A pricing model. And finally, your offer should include an appropriate call to action. Depending on your business model type and the readiness of your solution, this may be an actual money exchange or some sort of derivative currency exchange. It is not enough to measure what your prospects say, you have to measure what they do. Solution interviews, teaser landing pages, smoke tests, and crowdfunding pages are all examples of offer types you can use at this stage. You use your offer.